It's 93.3 WMMR in the evening hours. Jackie Bam Bam. I call it Friday Eves at 11 o'clock, and we like to take you undercover. And we're under the influence tonight, and we have a very special guest on the bat lines with me. I grew up with him. I'm so proud of him. We used to play in the same band together. My old pal, and you know him as the great guitarist in Stone Sour, and, of course, Corey Motherfucker Taylor's band, Tooch, Christian Martucci. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Jackie?
It's so good to hear from you. You always stop by our broadcast booth when Stone Sour's in town. I can't thank you enough. You and me grew up together, raising so much hell. Probably sound like your dad here, but I am so proud of you. Congratulations on, now do I say it, Corey Motherfucker Taylor B-Sides? Is that the name of the brand new EP? CMF B-Sides.
Yeah, sure. Something like that. Yeah.
We'll have to ask Corey, but you're his great guitarist and some really great covers. It's an EP, like I said. We know one thing for sure. It's being released on February the 25th, and we do go undercover on Friday Eves at 11 o'clock. Looking at the track listing, we have 9 songs on this EP, 6 covers, 3 originals from Corey's solo album, which you also played on. How did this come about, and how do you knock it down to 9?
Man, you know, when we recorded this album, his solo album, we did it so fast because everything was live. The music was all live. I think we did something like 20 songs or something in under 2 weeks. We did it really fast, and the studio was booked for about a month. So there was all this extra time at the end of it. We're like, well, what are we going to do with this? So we just started recording like weird acoustic versions of like the songs that we had already. And then we just kind of started talking about like, yeah, we should do some covers. That'd be kind of cool. You know, it'd be funny. You know, a couple of the guys in the band had sort of picked what they wanted to do. You know, one guy had picked Lunatic Fringe.
The Great Red Rider song, Tom Cochran from Canada. Great song.
Yeah, man. Yeah, great song. And then, you know, there always has to be a Kiss song, no matter what we do. Like, even in Stone Sour, we did Love Gun.
Let's talk about Kiss for just a moment. The photo on this brand new EP, CMF B-Sides, on the cover, it's the band all in Kiss makeup. Do you have a bill in the mail from Gene Simmons? How did that happen?
We were playing a show somewhere one night, and the Cherry Bombs, who's Corey's wife's group, they were supporting us that night, and everything seemed like it was going to go okay. And then they told them, you can't do your show because we can't have fire in the venue and all this kind of stuff. How we made up for it with not having them perform that night was we were like, well, we got to do something cool. We just looked at each other and we all said at the same time, Kiss makeup.
Oh!
Yeah, so the girls in the Cherry Bombs, they went out and they found a bunch of makeup for us. They helped us get ready for it, even though they weren't performing that night. And we just walked out on stage without telling anybody, and we were dressed up like Kiss, and we played the whole show like that. Our security guy, Juan, actually took that photo of us right before we walked out on stage.
Oh.
And somehow, some way, the things just worked out the way they did. But Kiss actually allowed us to use that on the cover of the ETs. I just have to say thanks to, you know, to Gene and Paul, Eric and Tommy. I just think that's super cool.
Yeah.
That they would allow that to happen, that they would let us do that. No bills in the mail yet from Gene, so I don't think we're going to see any.
I hope he's not listening, Christian.
Nah, we're cool. He approved.
And Paul and Gene and Kiss really loved your version of Love Gun when you first joined the band back in 2015. Meanwhile, in Burbank, the Stone Sour covers album. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's only you guys and maybe the Melvins that have ever appeared with Kiss makeup on an album cover. I think you told me that back in the day. You've been part of the Kiss Army ever since I've known you. And I think your first album your father ever gave you was Kiss Alive 2.
You know, Kiss is a big influence on all of us. So we ended up doing Got to Choose.
Hotter Than Hell, Got to Choose, correct?
Yeah. You know, Corey really wanted to do All This and More from the Dead Boys, which obviously I have no problem with. On the Dark Side, you know, not to like honk my own horn or whatever, but I mean, I actually had suggested that song because I always wanted to cover it, and I could always hear him singing that song for some reason. You know, like his voice is just like perfect to do that song.
So that's so weird. You hear Corey Taylor's John Cavanaugh Cafferty. So and, it was you out of the band that picked Eddie and the Cruisers, John Cafferty and Beaver Brown Band on the dark side. It was you that went to Corey and said, we should do this.
Yeah, man, because if you're my age or whatever, you know, it's like my dad was a big rock and roll guy. So like when Eddie and the Cruisers came out, like I remember that was like a kind of a big deal in the early days of the VHS.
The old VHS tapes.
That movie was on repeat in my house all the time. And just that song really stuck with me for some reason, you know.
I could see how it stuck with you. The song is a total earbud. It gets in your head and you don't stop singing it.
It's weird because it's not typically like, I shouldn't say it's not typically like the style of music I would want to cover, but it's not like it's a heavy song or something. It's just like, it's a great song. It's such a good song. Everything about it is just very East Coast sounding for some reason. I had mentioned it and Corey was like, yeah, we need to do that. Man, we don't have a piano player, so I kind of figured out the piano part on guitar. And we woke up that morning, went in the studio, recorded it, all the music's live, and then Corey had the idea in the middle of a song to just bust out an acoustic, and we all stood around the mics at the same time, and we added all the other stuff, the Neil Diamond and all of that. That's literally the five guys in the band standing around the same mic singing at the same time with Corey holding an acoustic guitar.
Let me ask you about the part in the song with the John Cougar Mellencamp seg with the R-O-C-K in the USA. Whose idea was that?
That was Corey's, man. I think that whole midsection was Corey's idea. Like, I would have never thought of doing that in a million years. You know, like I said, we were finished with the song, and then he was kind of like, I have this idea, and we took the break in the middle of it, and we just kind of walked into the studio, and we all stood around the same mic, and, you know, Corey had an acoustic guitar. We just all were like, okay, you sing this part, you sing this part, and it just kind of happened.
It works so perfect, though. I'm like, wait, John Cougar Mellencamp, the Americana feel, John Cafferty and Beaver Brown Band, the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, but it works perfect.
Yeah, man, you know, Corey's pretty savvy with that stuff, you know, like, it was just like, he just kind of knew that all of those parts would fit together, but I love the way it came out. In fact, I would say it's one of the proudest moments I've had doing a cover song, just because it came out so much better than I ever expected it to.
When you heard the finished product, I got to ask you, mom and dad proud of it too?
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, obviously, my dad was a big fan of the Eddie and the Cruisers movie, and not for years, but like, you know, it's like, it's interesting when you see it because you so associate it, that song with that character, and you forget that there was an actual band that was not Eddie and the Cruisers that, you know, wrote that song and performed it, and that was John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Yeah, it's just such a great song.
We're speaking to Christian Martucci from Corey Taylor's band and Stone Sour. Well, Christian, your parents, my parents, and you and me, we're close to this song and the movie. Parts were filmed right down the street from where we live, Rancocas Valley Regional High School in Mount Holly. The classroom scenes were down there, and also off the White Horse Pike, the junkyard in Atco, New Jersey, scenes were filmed. So it was kind of local for us. And John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band did the entire movie soundtrack. He even put a song on Rocky IV, Hearts on Fire, Things Are Tough All Over. He had quite a few hits. But the soundtrack on Scotty Brothers Records just put him on the map. Eddie Wilson and those lost tapes. I guess it was based around 1964. Tom Berenger, Ellen Barkin, to name a few, co-starring in the movie.
I know. It's cool, you know. And one of those movies that, like, I don't know how many people know it today.
But you should check it out for sure.
Yeah, it was a cult favorite for, like, a lot of us back then. So, I mean, I just think that anybody that remembers that movie, you can't help but remember that song. I think when you hear our version of it, it'll likely bring a smile to your face.
I was going to say, you can't not tap your foot to it and leave a big, big smile on your face, like you said. Just tell them the Cruisers are here.
Yeah, man, and it's a great song, you know?
The other covers on the album, there's a total of 9 on this EP, but they're not all covers. You just released a video from, was that filmed at the LA Forum of Home, and how do I pronounce it, Zizix?
Zizix, yeah.
Did I say it right, Christian?
You kind of did, yeah. You know, it's Zizek's Road. It's an exit sign that you see when you're driving between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. You'll see the sign and you're like, you know, how the hell do I pronounce that? Yes, you pronounce it Zizek's, and it's a song that was off of the Stone Sour album, Come Whatever May. Mm-hmm. It was a ballad. I don't know, you know, the song Home was a piano ballad that was on Corey's solo album, and we just kind of put them together as a medley, released that just recently. But yeah, that live performance is from us at the Forum. It's totally live. We didn't, there was no time to fix anything. We went in, we had like 3 hours to play, and we just banged it all out. We did a bunch of songs. Those are originals. Kansas is an original off the solo album. There's an acoustic version of that on the EP.
And Halfway Down, right?
Yeah, Halfway Down's another one. And then the rest are covers on.
How did you get asked to be part of the Metallica Black Box? One of the tracks that you included on the box is also on this EP, Holier Than Thou, on the 30th anniversary. Were you asked, and who picked out that, or did they tell you that's the one they wanted from you guys?
As I said, we were recording. We had all this extra time in the studio. Mm-hmm. And you know, Corey had mentioned that Metallica had reached out about being part of the Blacklist, which to me, I was just like, man, that's pretty cool. I mean, I actually saw the Black Album tour at the Spectrum in Philly, the old Spectrum.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was a big deal. Corey said, we're going to do Holier Than Thou. I was like, all right, awesome. I was like, I'm going to be Kirk. You know?
Yeah. So did James ask him to do that song, or Corey picked that one out? Do you know about that?
I'm not sure if it was James or Lars. Mm-hmm. Something's telling me it was probably Lars.
Okay.
I think maybe they might have. I think they asked him, which one of the songs would you want to do? And that was the one that he picked off that album.
It's a great one.
But yeah, you know, and the thing that's cool about that is like the rest of the album, our producer Jay has a very old school approach to recording, even though he is a modern producer in a lot of ways. He wants you to play live.
Are you using analog tape?
We didn't use tape this time, but we basically more or less used Pro Tools as if it was a tape machine. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the performances that you hear not only on his solo album, but also on this EP, that's just us in the room playing, like for real. Like musically, it's live. I mean, I remember one day Corey did 7 songs in one day. He sang 7 songs in one day.
Wow. Yeah, he's got a strong voice. He could do it.
Singers that can pull that off in the studio. He just knocks it out, man. He doesn't do the thing where it's like you copy a chorus from one part and paste it to the other part.
Right.
Anytime you hear Corey singing, it's not auto-tuned. It's him singing the song top to bottom, and he'll do it like sometimes as little as 1 or 2 times, you know what I mean? And they just pick the best part and just roll with it. I think that's very cool. So, I mean, the stuff that you're going to hear off of this, I mean, it's really just us just playing in the room. We did it in a studio in Vegas called The Hideout, which is Kevin Churko's studio.
Yeah.
And the room was big enough to be able to pull it off so that we could actually record that way. Completely live musically. I loved it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, not too many bands could say they can do that. You guys do a great, great job. Jackie Bam Bam, we're speaking to my old guitarist, now in Stone Sour, and Corey Taylor's band, Christian Martucci, about their upcoming 9-song EP, CMF B-Sides, which is due out February the 25th. And like we said, the leadoff single we're about to play, Eddie and the Cruisers tonight on the Dark Side. One more thing I want to ask you, Christian, before we let you go. One of the 9 tracks, you remember the late, great Eddie Money, Shake. Whose idea was that?
I can't remember if it was Zach, the other guitar player's idea, or if it was Corey's idea. I can't really remember. I just remember we would wake up in the morning and I would say, what are we going to do today? And Corey would be like, I think we should do this Eddie Money song or whatever. And like all the guys in the band would like learn the song that morning at like 9 a.m. And we'd go to the studio at like noon and we would just start recording it. We'd record it like a couple of times, like 2 or 3 times. They'd be like, all right, I think we got it. And then Corey would sing it. We'd move on to the next song. So, I mean, the Eddie Money song is, I think it's awesome. It came out so good. It's shocked when I heard it back after we recorded it. I was like, man, this is really cool. And, you know, it's funny because we were at The House of Guitars, I think, on the Stone Sour tour, which it's in upstate New York. And we went there just to check out some guitars. I went in there with Corey and a couple of the other guys from the band. Eddie Money was actually doing a signing that day.
Oh, so you actually met Eddie Money.
I actually met Eddie Money, I have a photo somewhere of Corey, me, Eddie Money, and our friend RJ from that day, which is pretty cool.
So great. Did his wife or his daughter contact you? Have they heard the cover yet?
I don't think anybody's heard it yet, because the only time we ever performed it was live.
Okay.
We've performed it live a few times, and I'm pretty sure if you like go on YouTube and all that kind of stuff, I'm sure you can find it. And we did play it at the Forum show. It's out there. We've done it quite a few times, but the recording of it, when you hear it, it's just...
it's amazing.
It really came out awesome. I'm really proud of that one, especially.
Now, did you record, other than these 9 tracks, 6 covers, 3 originals?
Yeah.
Did you record any other covers or original songs that you're going to keep in the vaults that didn't make this EP?
No, but we've definitely got some surprises for next year.
Already thinking ahead.
Yeah, we're always thinking ahead. It's nothing that Corey hasn't mentioned already. But yeah, we're going to go in and make a second solo album sometime early 2023.
That's great.
We'll be touring it as much as possible. I mean, obviously the pandemic, it kind of altered the plans.
And I love Corey. He loves all kinds of music, of course, with Slipknot, you know, the heaviest of the heavy. But then he'll go and he'll, like, love Poison and Britney Fox and Cinderella. And now Eddie and the Cruisers, Eddie Money, Kiss. I mean, he's a true music lover. And I've known you for life, Christian. You're a true music lover. So it's a perfect pairing. You guys work so well together. And that's why you guys bond. I'm so happy for his.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I mean, Corey and I have shared a dressing room and all of that stuff, like, going back a long time. And, you know, if you come in our dressing room, all you're going to hear is Kiss, Kicks, and, you know.
I mean, even when me and you were in a band, we were doing the Temptations. I mean.
I know. I don't know. I love music, man. I love good music.
You do.
Especially
and
older music.
Yep, and you're definitely a great guitarist. We're speaking to Christian Martucci, Corey Taylor's solo band, and Stone Sour, the great guitarist, and he's going to take us undercover tonight. Their brand new EP will be coming out February the 25th, CMF B-Sides, and one of the sides is taking us undercover tonight, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. We're going undercover on the Dark Side. Christian, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to pretend to be my friend here at MMR.
Thanks for having me, man. I love you.
Feelings mutual, my brother. I love you, too. All the best to you, and we'll see you with Corey Taylor as soon as you get back home here into the 215. Be safe, and tell Corey and the rest of the band we say congratulations and all the best. Have a great one.
Anytime, man. MMR rocks, my hometown, Philadelphia. I'll see you guys soon. Hey, this is Christian Martucci, and if you're wondering why I dye my hair black, it's because the first guy I saw do it was Jackie Bam Bam on 93.3 WMR. MMR. Crank it up, vampires.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.